Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Music is better than words. You break the spell when you start to speak. That technique is all wrong. Just forget about words and sing her a song.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. The Grammys refer to themselves as music's biggest night. But this year, there's another award show that appears to be gunning for that title. This upcoming weekend's Academy Awards ceremony is shaping up to be quite a musical event. And joining me here to talk about it is Milena Rysik, the New York Times culture reporter and lead writer of their awards season blog, Carpetbagger. Milena, welcome back to Soundcheck.
Thanks.
So this is sort of unusual, and it seems to revolve around the voice we're hearing in the background, Seth MacFarlane.
Yeah, the Oscar host is a musical kind of guy. He has an album called Music is Better Than Words, and he's kind of a classic crooner. Mm. And the producers of the show also come from that setting. You know, they produce the musical version, the movie musical version of Chicago. So they have gone out there and said there's going to be a lot of singing and presumably a lot of dancing on the show. That
right.
is one thing that Seth is not as good at, by his own admission.
Now, Seth MacFarlane will be known to many people as an actor, perhaps even to more people as the creator of Family Guy, the animated series, but he is also one of the nominees in the category of Best Original Song.
That's right. His song from his movie Ted, which he wrote and directed, is a nominee, and it's going to be performed by Norah Jones. That's one of the few details that we know about the sort of soundtrack of the show.
He's already sort of hedging his bets, it seems, on whether he's actually going to win.
I think that's probably wise. I mean, you never know exactly. There's always surprises on Oscar night, but one of his competitors is a little-known British singer, Adele, singing the theme from Skyfall. I think she might have it in the bag.
Well, Oscars host Seth MacFarlane wrote the lyrics for this Oscar-nominated song. Norah Jones will perform it at the Oscar ceremony on Sunday, February 24th. It's called Everybody Needs a Best Friend.
My words are lazy, my thoughts are hazy, but this is one thing I'm sure of. Everybody needs a best friend. I'm happy I'm yours.
Norah Jones singing Seth MacFarlane's Everybody Needs a Best Friend from the film Ted, one of the five nominees in the category of Best Original Song for the Academy Awards on Sunday evening. Milena Rysik of the New York Times award season blog Carpetbagger with me on Soundcheck. They seem to have responded in a big way, the Academy Awards, to the kind of blowback they got from, what was it, 2 years ago, where there was hardly any music and there were only two nominees for, well, maybe that was last year, wasn't it?
Every year there's this kind of give and take between what's good and bad about the Oscars nominees and the ceremony. And the Academy actually, they're not as quick to respond as you might think. I mean, people have been criticizing since they moved to having 10 Best Picture nominees and only 5 Best Directors, people have been criticizing that and they haven't quite responded yet. But for music, because it is part of the show, because it is part of performance, it's something people watch for, they have responded, at least this year, and there mm-hmm. are more nominees, and it's pretty clear there's going to be a lot of music on the show.
Now, the Grammy ratings have gone up as they've increased the number of performances and, you know, bringing, like, you know, people out of mothballs and pairing them up with young up-and-comers seems to have worked pretty well for the Grammy Awards. You think the Oscars have taken notice?
Well, they have kind of tried to spread the musical performers amongst demographics because we know Norah Jones is going to perform. We know Adele is going to perform. And they also happen to have a Bond tribute this year for 50 years of James Bond movies. And they've also announced that Barbara Streisand is going to be on the show. So presumably she is going to sing, although a little bit unclear what, because she wasn't in any Oscar-related movies this year. That movie with Seth Rogen, I don't think counts.
But there is some thought that, you know, given her long association with the songs of Marvin Hamlish, that...
Right. I think as educated a guess as we can give, I think that's probably what she would do. I wouldn't be surprised if she sang over the In Memoriam segment. Celine Dion did that a couple years ago. So I think that's how we're going to see her used, yeah.
All right. Now, Sunday's award ceremony is produced by Craig Zaden and Neil Merrin. And these guys, as you mentioned before, they're real song and dance men. They do the movie versions of all these musicals like Gypsy in Chicago and stuff. And so we will have the cast of Chicago on stage at some point?
Right. Well, they have announced that that those guys, Richard Gere, Queen Latifah, Catherine Zeta-Jones, are going to be there. They've said they're going to be there as presenters, but they've also announced that they're going to be doing a tribute to movie musicals. And Chicago, of course, is one of the ones they're going to highlight, along with Les Mis, which is one of the nominees, and Dreamgirls. So I wouldn't be surprised if we see a little song and dance number from the Chicago folks.
Here from the old razzle-dazzle, give them an act with lots of flash in it, and the reaction will be passionate.
Richard Gere singing Razzle Dazzle from the movie adaptation of the musical Chicago, which was the last musical to win Best Picture. So Shirley Bassey is on the list of performers. So, you know, I mean, they've got Adele. They've got the young Shirley Bassey. Now they've got the original as well.
Right.
And I think we can all guess what she's going to be doing.
Yeah, right. There's not a lot of mystery there. She's not going to rap or anything. I mean, but this is one of those ways that they're going to do. They're trying to spread the demographics. They're trying to get the younger folks involved with Norah Jones and Adele and appeal to older audiences with Barbara and Shirley Bassey.
Well, they are trying to play some of the details close to the vest, but come on. It's Shirley Bassey. You got to expect to hear something like this.
Gold finger. He's the man with the Midas touch. A spider's touch.
Shirley Bassey, and the theme from the Bond movie Goldfinger, Shirley Bassey among the performers at the Academy Awards telecast on Sunday night, February 24th. We're speaking with Milena Rysik, the New York Times culture reporter, lead writer of their award season blog, Carpetbagger. So back to the nominees. We've got now five, a full field, a very competitive field of five nominees for Best Original Song, and five more for Best Original Score. Got any feelings one way or the other on these?
The score category is an interesting one this year because it has one of the most nominated
John Williams.
In all time. Yep. He's the most nominated person after Walt Disney in all of Oscar history for his score for Lincoln. And then a couple people who've been nominated before who've kind of made a name for themselves recently, like Alexandre Desplat, the French composer. And then a guy who's nominated in both the score and the song categories, Michael Dana, who's for Life of Pi, who's never been nominated before. And, you know, that's an interesting one. That's an interesting one to talk about because there are only two real characters in that movie, you know, a boy lost at sea and a tiger, music really plays a big part in it. Then you've got the composer for Argo, who really put in a lot of Middle Eastern references, Middle Eastern instrumentation to his music. So
that's Alexandre Desplat.
Right. Right.
John Williams, as you mentioned, the second most nominated person in Oscar history. You think maybe it's time for his sixth statue? Or
well,
what's your feeling?
I think he definitely has a shot. I mean, the score for Lincoln is not like the other John Williams scores that we're familiar with. It doesn't have quite the sweep. It's more subtle, and
right.
And when I've talked to him about it, he said he thought of it really as a counterpoint to the dense script, to Tony Kushner's language. It wasn't meant to sort of bring the emotion along as much as his other work with Steven Spielberg. So
yeah.
It's an interesting category to watch. That might be one of the ones that'll trip people up on their Oscar pools.
You think?
Yeah, I think so.
The score category.
I think so, yeah.
But best song?
I'm going to put my money on Adele for that one. Who doesn't love Adele at the podium when she gets up to accept? She's so adorable and off the cuff and genuine. And,
yep.
You know, people pay attention to that, even Academy voters, especially Academy voters, actually.
The Academy Awards will be held this Sunday evening, February 24th. Milena Rysik of The New York Times, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.
This is Soundcheck.
Skyfall is where we start. A thousand miles and poles apart. Where worlds collide and days are dark. You may have my number, you can say my name, but you'll never.